This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Trade policy and manufacturing jobs continued to be major issues in 2018. Upjohn Institute Vice President and Director of Research Susan Hausman explored the question of how much the decline in manufacturing employment is linked to trade and the degree to which automation has caused those jobs to be eliminated. Hausman presented the findings of her report, Understanding the Decline in U.S. Manufacturing, at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. in January. This interview originally aired in February. Susan Hausman, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
If we're sitting here now talking in 2018, how would we describe the state of manufacturing in the United States?
Well, I would say that it would be certainly much weaker than it has been in the past. And let me just kind of back up and go through really what underlay that debate during the 2016 presidential campaign, with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump saying, you know, we need to bring manufacturing jobs back. What was to bring back? You know, historically, manufacturing employment had grown until the late 1970s. We experienced some pretty significant declines in the 1980s. Those were concentrated in a couple of industries, though, steel and textiles and apparel. And after that, manufacturing employment was pretty stable up until 2000. And then, as some people described it, manufacturing employment in this country just collapsed. Between 2000 and 2007, we lost 3.4 million jobs, roughly 20% of our employment base. And then the Great Recession hit. We lost, on net, another 1.5 million jobs. So employment in manufacturing crashed again. And we saw a little bit of recovery, but not very much. So on balance, between 2000 and now, we've lost almost 5 million jobs, or put it another way, close to 30% of our manufacturing base. That decline was historically unprecedented. We've never seen anything like that before. And at the same time, we lost nearly 22% of our factories.
So this was a time which, as you say, is historically unprecedented for an industry which does have some fluctuation due to the economy. So if we're looking for structural changes which might have led to these jobs being lost, what are some things we might look at?
That's a good point, that manufacturing is very cyclically sensitive. So what we see when we go into a recession is typically manufacturing does shed a lot of jobs, but they usually come right back afterwards. The early 2000 recession that took place in 2001 to 2002 was the first time that manufacturing jobs didn't come back. They just kept dropping steadily. In terms of your question, what structural changes might have underlay the decline, you know, there's a debate that you led with in your opening. During the presidential campaign, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump blamed trade, you know, by and large. They said trade is the cause of this collapse in manufacturing employment, and we should be very concerned and we should try to bring the jobs back. And what evidence do they have to point to trade? Well, actually, there's a fair amount of just, you know, facts lining up that would suggest that trade, if not the only factor, played a big role.
Well, give us some examples of some things that tell us that, yes, trade has caused a drop in manufacturing employment in the United States.
In the early 2000s, the dollar sharply appreciated. And so that makes our manufactured goods more expensive relative to other countries. Many people also point to China's accession to the World Trade Organization. At the same time, we saw a wave of low-cost imports from other countries, primarily from China. We saw very weak export growth. And you put those two together, and you've got a soaring trade deficit. During this period of time, we're still running a quite large trade deficit. So all of those facts point to at least some significant role played by trade.
What about some other factors that might play into this, or at least that we have heard might play into this? For instance, automation. Could automation be replacing human workers with robots and therefore fewer people are working in manufacturing?
Right. So for sure, automation is occurring in manufacturing. It's probably it is an important phenomenon. On the other side of the debate, some of my fellow economists have gone out and said, you know, we're really sorry that all these people lost their jobs. But you've got the story wrong. It's really all about automation, or primarily about automation. Trade, in fact, played a very small role. So what's the basis for that statement? Now, what they're doing is that they're looking primarily, fundamentally, they're looking at official statistics on manufacturing that show that when you adjust for inflation, output growth in manufacturing has pretty much kept pace with output growth of the aggregate economy of the private sector. So from that perspective, it looks like manufacturing is just doing great. We're doing fine. No problem at all. And if manufacturing output has been so strong, but it's shedding a lot of jobs, that just means, it just translates into extraordinarily high productivity growth. And so many economists and policy analysts and so forth put those two things together and said, well, the high productivity growth and the very robust output growth, once you control for inflation, must just be picking up automation. And so it's automation that's causing these job declines. And at that point, they start making lots of analogies to agriculture, where indeed that did happen. There was, you know, things were automated and employment, very few people work on farms anymore.
One of the things you detail in your report is how the computer industry and sales related to that have helped skew these numbers. Try to put it, I suppose, in a way that the non-economists in our audience can understand.
Right. So this story, let me just kind of say one more thing before I get into the weeds on the computer industry. But this story got translated in mainstream media. You know, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, even our friends at NPR pretty routinely reported that our president and Bernie Sanders and many others had gotten the story wrong, that there was nothing to revive in manufacturing because it was doing just great. The problem with the automation story and using these sort of basic government statistics to rest your argument on the automation story is it turns out that there is one relatively small industry that you've already mentioned. It's called computer and electronic products. The key products in there are computers and semiconductors. They only account for 13% of value added in the manufacturing sector, but they pack a rather large punch. The reason is that the statistical agencies make some adjustments to output growth in computers and semiconductors to take into account or try to take into account the extraordinary improvements in those products. Think of Moore's law in semiconductors, where sort of the amount of information that you can put on a chip has just grown exponentially. Think of the computer that you buy this year might be, in some sense, have the same power or functionality of two or three computers 5 years ago. So the statistical agencies try to make adjustments for those quality improvements, and it turns out they're very, very large. So the computer and electronics products industries, when adjusted for inflation, is growing at an extraordinary rate, and it just pulls up the rest of the sector's numbers. It really largely accounts for the apparent robust growth in manufacturing output and in productivity. When you take out the computer industry from the manufacturing statistics, output growth and productivity growth in manufacturing really dives. So, for example, it was largely keeping pace with the aggregate economy from the late 1970s to 2000, but it drops by over half when you take out that sector. If you take out computers in the 2000s, you see that manufacturing output growth is just flat. There's virtually no growth. And in fact, when you take it out since 2007, right before the Great Recession, output is actually lower in the rest of manufacturing than here.
You say in the conclusion of your paper that a discussion of trade policies is beyond the scope of what you're researching. But we obviously have to talk a little bit about trade here. And I guess the first big question is, do you think that these findings indicate that, yes, there is something that can be done that could bring manufacturing jobs back?
That's a really tough question. I'm sympathetic to the argument that it will be hard to bring manufacturing jobs back. And it's not just because, the standard line is because they've been automated out. Companies set up their factories overseas or foreign companies set up overseas, they establish supply chains, they develop expertise, and in the meantime, you've lost it, and it's hard to bring it back. So that's a challenge. On the other hand, there's still quite a lot of manufacturing that we do in the United States, and there's reasons to there's opportunities to grow that and possibly bring some of it back.
Susan Hausman is Vice President and Director of Research for the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Kalamazoo. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
The interview with Susan Hausman originally aired in February. Links to her report, Understanding the Decline in U.S. Manufacturing, can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.